Good morning, Big Town Men. This is me looking more gorgeous than ever. And going on a Sunday drive. It's a very interesting relationship. You know? It's sausage. I was just thinking, I like having imaginary conversations in my head. Buddy, I had to deal with a woman this morning who's an absolute fucking cunt, you know. Just had to go spread a fucking shit into my life, and I handed it back. You know, they were selling coleslaw at $13 or $14, was it $17 a kilo? You know, and it's not good and cheap. But it's good, but it's, you know, full of sugar and shit, but it's nice, you know what I mean? I mean, you know, you could eat McDonald's, I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10, take out the sugar and the fucking seed oil, apparently that's very bad for you. Take out the sugar and seed oil and you got like a fucking 10 out of 10 food, you know? Cabbage is the superfood. And, but since it's in there, and it's really no fucking excuse to say, oh, I only have a little bit once in a while, you know, half a kilo, or a kilo once a month, you know what I mean? But, you know, it's good food. Just tootling along slowly. And my head's shaking. And I think that's stopped it. Shake your head at me. So they're selling this shit for $17 a kilo. And she says, oh, how much do you want? And I says, oh, half a kilo. One chick, you know. So this other idiot gets involved and goes, oh, well, we only sell it by the fucking containers, you know, containers that big. Keep your hands on the steering wheel, there's an oncoming truck. And, bang. Yeah, fuck yeah. So they have little containers, bigger containers and bigger containers, you know what I mean? And so, They go, we only sell it by the container, you know. And I said, well, you know. You should know how much a container holds, you know. It's not fucking difficult, you know. You fill 1,000 of those a year, you know what I mean. You'd sort of get a fair idea and say, well, this one holds, you know, packed full, it's about 0.5 kilo. This one packed full is about 1 kilo. This one packed full is about 1.5 kilos, you know. It's not hard, you know. So, because they sell it by the weight, I want to buy it by the weight, not by the container, you know. So this fucking retarded cunt, you know, like, she says, she scoops it out more or less within 20 grams, 26 grams, she scoops out more or less exactly 0.5 kilo into a container that was like 3/4 full, you know? And so she says, oh, here you go, yeah, you know? And I said, you know, I said, says, isn't it wonderful? Thanks to all this wonder, thanks to all this wonderful modern technology, it's so easy, even a woman can do it. You know. Oh, I'm so fucking insulted. You know. You know, she just spent the last few minutes making a cunt of herself. I'm a customer. It's not unreasonable to say, well, can I have a 0.5 kilo of it? Instead of a fucking container of it, you know? But she just has to go and start fighting about it. And she doesn't like being stood up to. And she doesn't like having her fucking crap handed back to her. You're there to serve the customer, and it's not unreasonable to say, can I have 0.5 kilo, 1 kilo, 2 kilos, 5 kilos, fuck whatever, you know what I mean? And, yeah. So she spat chips and fucking got all nasty about it. And there was a few other times when our paths crossed. And I gave her the... I gave her the smirk of victory. Grinned. Like, ha 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 ha, you fucking nasty fucking bitch. You know, go suck a fucking bag of dicks, you mole. You know, take your fucking shit. You know, you're taking your shit out on customers, you cunt, you know. You fucking idiot, you know. And, I pause to reflect upon this, that some people, they come from really crazy families, and the only people they know how to get along with are really crazy fucking people who are also from really crazy families, and they do what crazy people fucking do, you know? Fight and argue and spread their shit into the lives of other people. Even fucking, you're getting paid to serve customers, you know? Yeah. And fuck it, you know, if they're selling it by the kilo, I want to buy portions of a kilo, you know. It's not unreasonable to say, well, if that's $17 a kilo, yeah, I'd like about 0.5 kilo, you know. Doesn't have to be exact, but, you know, around, you know, a bit more, a bit less, oh, it's fine by me, you know. And she just has to start fighting about that shit. That's her crazy, that's how crazy she is, but that's her normal, and that's her shit, you know, just vicious and insane, and fucking everything's combat, and everything's smash people in the face, you know, and just arguing and fighting and arguing and fighting, you know. Yeah, so that was really good. See, in essence, these people, they're trapped in their fucking shit and they can't see how bad they are and they can't cope with having to deal with it because it means they have to undo all the fucking everything that their life is based upon. They have to undo all of it and rebuild it from scratch. And that sort of stuff can only come about if, you know, you know, if they're sort of forced into it, you know. So either turn their lives around or fucking die, you know. That's the sort of kind of difficulty and circumstances have to sort of reach. So, you know, as Shane of the Infinite Compassion, you know, I kind of have an understanding of where these people are at and how they got there. But I also have an appreciation that I just don't have to put up with that fucking shit. You know, the fucking craziness. You know? I think the idea is to tactfully hand it back to them, put the responsibility for their shit back onto them and leave it with them. You know, because if everybody just ducks and weaves and says, oh, avoid the fucking problem, don't engage with them, it's like, yeah, but it's also like, you know, put their fucking shit for their crap, put their fucking crap back on them. And hold them accountable, saying, you know, you've got a fucking, you got a really bad attitude towards customers, you know. You need to go and do something about yourself. You know? It's not unreasonable if you say this is being sold by the container, $20, you know, $15, $20. $15 a small container, $20 a medium container, and $25 a large container, then that's how it is. But if you're selling it by the kilo in the containers, I don't want to buy a fucking container, I want to buy a measured amount. You know? And yeah, this is fucking jiggling around again. And yeah, you know, you're not in business to fucking create conflict and force fucking, you know, customers to comply with your fucking shit. You're not hired to do that. You're hired to go, hi, how can I help you? Oh, you'd like half a kilo? Well, here's half a kilo. We'll put half a kilo. Is that right? Would that do? Yes, all right. No worries. Thank you. Come again. Hello. I'm actually travelling faster than someone. That's a, I don't know what the machine is called, but it cuts all the hay and leaves it up in little rows, you know, to dry out. But I reckon it was probably sitting on about 30 k's an hour. How'd you like a fucking lawnmower that's like 3 metres wide, and it sits on 30 k's an hour over thousands and thousands of acres. Or hectares, you know. It's really amazing. Fucking people are just so amazing, and they just do so many amazing things. I'm just sort of exasperated into incomprehension and overwhelm. All the people that design all the blades and all the fucking feed equipment to feed the fucking stuff into the blades, and then, you know, swirl the, what comes, what gets cut, you know, and then to put that into the fucking centre and then spit it out as a nice little heap, sort of like a nice little row between the fucking wheels as it goes along. And it'll do it for fucking hours, you know? And that's the science of knowing stuff, you know? There's, part of the mechanical sort of defences that grass has is it's coated with tiny little silica hairs, you know? And silica, being silicon, I'm not sure of the exact formulation and variations, but silica fibres are actually very fucking hard. And they wear, they're a defence because they wear down the teeth and they wear down the fucking mandibles and they wear down all the bits and pieces of the grasshoppers and the locusts and the grubs and the fucking caterpillars and, you know, all the things that eat grass, they mechanically defend themselves against the things that eat grass. And so when you get mechanical things that sort of cut grass, you know, from impact type, you know, motor mowers, to sort of oscillating blades, you know, sort of like hair cutters, but much heftier. Well, they have to make them out of alloy steels. You know? And so these teeth on these fucking, their teeth, one set's stationary and the other set slides over the fucking top, you know what I mean? But the teeth are sort of pointed like that and they've got serrated little edges on them, you know? And sort of like bread knives, but with, yeah, like a rope cutter type knives, you know, with those fucking deep serrations on them. And they are absolutely brilliant. And this is where you get the science of blade design, you know. And, you know, blades, there's certain blades that work really well for cutting grass. There's certain blade designs that will last a long time and they might not cut so good. And there's certain blades that don't cut very well, but they last a really long time. And there's certain alloys and heat treatments and, you know, where they get sort of grades of alloy steel and then they harden the edges up to the absolute fuck, you know. So they last a long time. And then because these blades, they're not cheap. I mean, they're pretty cheap relative, of course, of industrialisation and all this sort of shit, you know what I mean? They're pretty cheap. But they are also I forget. Because you've got to be specific and you've got to be kind of accurate, so you've got to be kind of honest. And I think these blades can be reprofiled, you know, to a cutting edge. Having a bit of a guess here, but probably maybe half a dozen times before there's no sort of blade left. Because rubbing, you know, while they're sort of, while those pyramids are sliding backwards and forwards, you know, over each other, and all those little rope cutting, sort of rope cutting little edges on them are going, you know, not only are they wearing where the fucking bits cut, you know, like at the actual face of the cut, they are actually mechanically rubbing the whole blade face away too, you know. Think of it like brass as being like a sanding belt. It may not appear to be very hard or be very sort of rough, but if you cut a lot of grass, those little whiskers, those little hairs of silicon or silicate, they're very hard, and what they rub on is like sort of microscopic sort of sandpaper, you know, it mechanically cuts the iron alloys away, you know. It's like people, you know, it's like there's a million sort of getting slapped with a piece of string, you know, it's nothing much. But if you get slapped like with a, you know, piece of string, say 10 million times, it'll cut your fucking arm off, you know. It'll wear through the skin, it'll wear through the clothing, it'll wear through the skin, it'll wear through the meat, it'll wear through the bone, you know what I mean, and through the fucking meat and the skin and the fabric on the other side, you know. It's, you know. It might only rub off 1/1000th of a hair's thickness at a time, but you get enough fucking times, you'll cut your arm off just with going shh, 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 with a piece of string, you know? So, I think that's a benefit of asking really good and really precise questions. You know, and whatever piss. Got a shady spotted a shade under a shady tree. So I can play with my dick, you see. We both need to get out and have a wee. Oh, under a shady tree. So, yeah, you know. There's a file I uploaded by Feynman, F-E-Y-N-M-A-N, and it's the art of asking really good questions, you know. Well, the art of the joy of discovery, I think it's called. And he's brilliant, you know. And he was legendary for giving lectures. It was so engaging, and everybody had listened to every fucking word that this guy had to say. He was something else. He was really clever, you know. But when they get to the end, when he got to the end of the lectures, no one would be able to tell you what he said. Oh, God, a pause. Back again. This is, for all you unfortunates living in the second best country in the world, here in Australia we've got Narada brand tea. And, you know, this, plain leaf tea in a box. I don't know, there's genuinely really fucking good tea where you just go, fuck me, that's so nice. And there's lots of it, and it's grown and processed by so many people all around the world, you know. And the cleaner the air and the cleaner the soil and the fucking less pesticides, fungicides and all this other sort of shit, and the better the growing conditions, the better the tea, you know. So, yeah, it's really good stuff, you know. Just having a lost in a moment of... Yeah. And that fucking woman who gave me shit, you know. Oh, we ain't sell coleslaw, we'll buy the container full. Don't want a fucking container of it, I want half a kilo. Sell it by the kilo. You price it by the kilo, I want to buy half a kilo, give or take a little bit, you know what I mean? Yeah, I went round the supermarket for a bit. And I thought, oh, fuck you, I don't want this woman's energy. I don't want the fucking food. Nah. So I just took the... Yeah. There's customers coming and going, and so I just put the fucking container of, you know, coleslaw back on the counter and just headed off. You know. It's like, having a genuinely bad ex, you know? Not because you don't like them, not because, you know, a whole heap of stuff, but because they're genuinely just sick / fucked in the head / malicious / nasty, you know. And I've got this sort of laugh, you know, and sort of smirk, you know. You know, that when women are absolute cunts, you know, just really fucking psycho, fucked in the head, nasty women. It just... you know. It just presses their fucking... you know, it just presses their fucking button that I think they're just a cunt. And they're only good for laughing at. And them and their bullshit can go and get fucked, you know what I mean? I'm having a good day. Regardless of what the shit that they come out with, you know? And, they fucking hate it. So I just needled her every opportunity I got. She's glaring at me and I just laugh back at her. Oh no, he's not cowering in fear of me and my nastiness. Me and my psycho bullshit. You know, who knows? So I'll just up the voltage, you know? I'll keep escalating. I'll keep being a threatening, fucking dominating, manipulative, nasty, fucking dead shit, you know? You know? And he just laughs it off and fucking looks at me and looks me in the eye and just laughs it off and gives me the ha-ha-ha, go fuck yourself kind of a that smirk on his face. What a fucking cunt. Yeah, so... if you don't like customers basically telling you to go take your shit and go fuck yourself, don't pay out on them. Learn new social skills, you know. Why are you so fucking insane? And why are you fucking, you know, paying out on the customers? You know, why are you so fucking insane that you reckon going into combat mode with the customers is a really great idea? Yeah, so, you know. They just fucking hate it. So, you know, you don't scream at them, you don't get angry, you don't threaten to punch their fucking heads in, you don't nothing, you just laugh at them. You know? You know, walking around the supermarket, and they're glaring at you. Ooh, what's that fucking cunt looking at? And you just, fucking. They go insane. It's like, what's that guy? Wayne Dwyer, you know? Or Wayne Dyer. He said, you know, people are like, You know, if you get, you know, an orange, what do you get when you squeeze it? You get orange juice, you know? You know, if you get fucking grapefruits and you squeeze it, what do you get? Grapefruit juice. If you squeeze a lemon, what do you get? Lemon juice, you know? And, so, you know, so if you get, you know, when you get women, you know, and all that comes out is craziness and nastiness, if that's what comes out of them is craziness and nastiness, that's what's on the inside, you know what I mean? You know? But anyway, so, you know, yeah, and she fucking can't help herself, can't contain her shit, can't keep her fucking attitude to herself, you know, can't control what's going around inside her fucking head, you know. So she says, oh, you think that's fucking funny? I'm gonna get my fucking, you wait till my fucking husband gets you, you know. And I thought about that, you know, too bad, too fucking bad. You're serving customers in a supermarket, and you have to go make a cunt of yourself, and then you get pissy, even more pissy, when your shit gets handed back to you, and the glaring and the fucking dirty looks and that fucking arsehole, you know, combat with the customers, and she spits it, you know, gets laughed at for that, you know. Then she fucking spits that shit out, you know. So the manager that she'd originally screamed blue murder to, oh, I'm a victim, ah, you know. I went and told her what she'd done, and, you know, then, you know, told him that there was another fucking worker that was present when she said it. And I said, she's really fucking nasty, you know. She's really fucking nasty. She's bad, you know. And that's the other part of that MGTOW thing. Stop being, you know, like it's really necessary to stop being a doormat to shit and the people who spread it, you know. And, you know, and to hand it back. Speak up about it, you know. Don't let the women get away with all this human fucking resources fucking shit. Go complain. When they're out of fucking order, go complain, you know. Speak up. And if this fucking place is so full of rancid sort of cunts, it's probably not worth staying there fucking much longer anyway, you know. Rancid cunts who refuse to deal with it and can't, won't deal with it and all this sort of stuff. You know? So is that a big giant bit of green shadowy sort of shape that looks like a huge fucking truck coming down the highway from a long distance, or is that a shadowy shape of a fucking tree on a turn, you know? You gotta fucking contemplate these things. I know, I'll drive into it, I'll steer into its lane and see if it flashes its lights at me, and if it doesn't flash, I'm either going to die or it's a tree, you know. Someone who's been driving, you know, on meth for 3 days straight and is hallucinating like all fuck and can't tell between the difference between me and a hallucination, you know. So yeah. So it's quite an adventure. And today's great. That's pretty good. Just lost in thought, you know. Yeah, big world. Well, yeah, that's the other thing. Watch that documentary I put up. It's called Blue Eyed by Jane Elliott. Now, you don't have to agree with everything in it, but I think the woman stands as a bit of a hard ass on principles and ethics, you know, and being a person who can make up their own mind based upon facts instead of being these fucking assholes who go along to get along. Oh, it's all right, it doesn't really matter. You know, these fucking people who are absolute cunts, you know, doing really shitty things, it's okay. Well, no, it's not okay, and it's not okay that all the fucking, that they're doing it, and all these arse lickers are going along with it, you know. Oh, don't make waves, da-da-da-da-da. Ethics and principles and honesty, you know. You'll be castigated for it, but fuck it, it's better than being the sort of person that fits in with that shit, you know. It really is. You know, fucking degenerates. And one of the things is, she said, how can you turn, you know, all these sort of brilliant educated people into being fucking mass murderers? You know, she's talked about the Nazi doctors in the concentration camps, and I thought, well, I don't know whose version of what she's fucking, you know, whether it's fact or whether it's due propaganda, you know. But she raised the point that, you know, these people were turned, you know, according to the narrative, but turned into fucking mass murderers and conducting all these terrible experiments on all these fucking people. She said because that they did it because of intimidation. She said intimidation works. You know, forcing people to comply with just absolute fucking shit, you know. And I did a video on, what's it called? The psychology of mass murderers. And I was a bit sort of exasperated at the time, so I said fuck about a million times, you know. But that's what I said, I raised the issue that it's not the lone gunman going fucking psycho kind of bullshit. It's normal people who are being, who are, you know, they're administering the vaccine. And they're not questioning what's going along. And they're getting all these fucking reports of people dropping dead, you know, and getting really sick and dying 3 months later and all sorts of shit going on. It's coming back to them. And yet they're still doing it, you know? They're not saying, fuck this, I just refuse to do this fucking bullshit. I refuse to put up with being stood over by the Australian Medical Practitioners Board and all this other sort of shit, you know what I mean? You know, Australian Health Practitioners Board. I refuse to fucking go along with that shit, and I refuse to fucking be silenced, you know? So everybody just stayed silent and went along with it, you know? Don't be one of those fucking people, don't be a fucking doormat to just absolute bullshit, you know? Don't do it. Don't be the sort of cunt that fucking goes along to get along. I mean, sometimes you need to be tactful and sort of thoughtful and strategic in your thinking about, you know, how this is going to pan out. But sometimes you just got to say, fuck it, I'm just not going along with it either. Straight out, you know? Yeah. Yeah, so anyway, that's it for me today. Thank you, gentlemen. Have a good one.